Good evening, folks, and welcome to our monthly product call. Once again, my name is Robin Freitag. I am Javita's Director of Marketing, and tonight it is my distinct pleasure to serve as your host and your moderator on this call. Now, as always, I am joined by our cast of characters. This evening, we have our Director of Botanical Research, Monica Johnson, on the line. With degrees in genetics, botany, and ethnobotany, Monica has truly formulated some of the finest nutritional supplements on the line, including our entire Active Blends product line. Good evening, Monica, and welcome to the call.
Thanks, Robin. Good evening, everyone.
Providing us that much-needed perspective of a medical professional, someone who can help us understand why these products are needed and how they fill the need in our overall health, is our Royal Black Diamond, Dr. Chi Nguyen. Now, in addition to being the top leader in Javita, our Royal Black Diamond, Dr. Chi is also a practicing physician with more than 20 years of experience. Dr. Chi, sir, good evening. Welcome to the call as well.
Good evening, Robin. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, guys, as we like to say, the purpose of this call, this product call, is truly to help you. We want to help to educate you and your members and your customers on our products. You know, we believe strongly that not only do you need to understand the health benefits of using our products, quite frankly, you have to have confidence in the blends and the ingredients that we have selected that go into these formulas. And that is going to be our goal tonight as we explore the science behind and the health benefits of Active Blends Rush. Now, it might be helpful to start the conversation with why we created Rush in the first place. Quite honestly, the goal was twofold. You know, our first objective was to offer a non-caffeine energy option, and I think we struck gold with that. And the second, quite frankly, was to afford us an opportunity to tap into a younger demographic, a demographic with deep pockets and persistent demands. You know, they want a boost of energy pronto. And if you want proof of this, you know, all you need to do is stop by your local drugstore or your gas station or your convenience store, and you are going to find a host of these energy drinks just within reach. There's your Red Bulls, there's your Monsters, there's your Amps, there's your Rock Stars, there's your Five Energy, you know, shots. These sound like rock star bands, if you will. But here's the thing that you need to know about these cool-sounding, graffiti-looking-like packaging products. Chances are very, very good that many of these energy boosters are dangerous, and they're hazardous to your health, and maybe not for the reasons that you think. So let's turn to our doctor. Dr. Chi, can you help share with us some of the dangers of consuming energy drinks, please?
Yes, I would love to. It's quite interesting. A lot of the people, what I've seen, heard, and read about are like things such as palpitations, tachycardia, tremors, agitation, restlessness, people with GI upset, some people with chest pain, ischemia, some people with dizziness, and even rare cases of tingling and numbness in their skins. Other people suffer from insomnia. There are those who suffer from respiratory distress, headaches. So those are some of the most common side effects in addition to like dehydration as well. But yes, those are very, very common, and I've seen a lot of my friends and people I talk to who have said that they have suffered from one of those or multiple of those different side effects.
Certainly, any one of those things would give you pause before you start to crack open one of those cans of energy drinks. But Monica, as a formulator, you've got to be familiar with the types of ingredients, the extracts, the herbals, the vitamins and things that might be responsible for some of those side effects like Dr. Chi mentioned, the dehydration, the nervousness, the rapid heartbeat, and the insomnia. Can you maybe spend a little bit of time sharing with us some of the ingredients that might be causing that type of a response, please?
Of course, and I think that when you hear the list of side effects that Dr. Chi just mentioned, it can be very scary. And when you when you think that this is just your energy drink you're just going out to buy, when you could end up with tachycardia or even something as simple as, you know, itching of the skin. But these are all serious side effects. And I think what it comes down to is a lot of these energy products that are on the market right now, they contain really high concentrations of active ingredients. So where they might include anything from synthetic caffeine to high amounts of sugar, inositol, taurine, even some botanical extracts, as you mentioned, but they're using them at such high levels that they are posing significant health risks. So take taurine, for example. Now, taurine is included in a lot of those drinks that you just rattled off. I know Monster is one of them that will use taurine as one of their boosters. And taurine in and of itself is actually a very beneficial compound. It's an amino acid that our body makes on its own, but when your body doesn't make it, such as in newborn infants, it's supplemented completely safely. But taurine is a natural diuretic, and when it's included at such high concentrations like is seen in these energy drinks, you can get severe dehydration, and so that's where a lot of these negative side effects are coming into play. Another big one is the sugars. We're seeing such high concentrations of sugars in these energy drinks as well, part of it being to give that kick and help with the energy boost. I'm sure that's one of the reasons, but also a lot of these drinks will use the sugar to mask some of the flavors, some of the negative flavors from the synthetic caffeine, for example, has a very bitter note to it. So they'll dump all the sugar in, and even for the most healthy of individual, it's going to pose significant health risks, and let alone the people that are concerned with blood sugar levels. So I think the message here is that all good things should be in moderation, and even with some of these ingredients that may be beneficial when they're at efficacious moderate amounts, they can pose dangers when they're at this absurdly high dosages in these energy drinks.
So one other thing I want to point out that Monica has just shared with us, I just want to highlight this once again. As Monica has mentioned, one of the dangers in our energy drinks is really high amounts of sugar that adds to the caffeine. You know, it's not a surprise to any of us that sugar is bad for us, but I want to highlight for you the amount of sugar that are in some of these popular energy drinks. Monster, there's a good reason it's called Monster. Monster has 27 grams of sugar. Red Bull also has 27 grams. Rockstar has 31 grams. Amp, another popular beverage, 29 grams. And then there is one, I think it's called NOS, that has 52 grams. And now these are just the ones that list sugar. You've got a number of them out there that use artificial sweeteners and chemicals, you know, something like sucralose. Now, you may think that sucralose is safe, you know, that it's been used for a long time, but let me tell you something. There's a problem when you use sucralose. You know, sucralose has been associated with weight gain and obesity because of the way that affects your gut bacteria. It's been known to make your medications less effective. It's even inhibited the absorption of therapeutic drugs for like cancer and for heart disease. And it's also been known to modify or alter your body's insulin response and your blood sugar levels. So as Monica has mentioned, sugar is a very, very dangerous thing when you have too much. So Monica, let's circle back around to Rush. How much sweetener, how much sugar does Rush include?
Well, Rush has zero added sugars into this product. That's why it's such a phenomenal product.
The sweetener, as I recall, is a plant-based stevia, yes?
It is. It's plant-based, and stevia has been on the market for a number of years and has been well documented for not having the same impact on blood sugar levels as a sugar or, as you mentioned, even a sucralose would have. So it's a very safe, natural alternative to provide that nice sweetness that you're looking for without any of the negative consequences.
Very nice. Now let's move on and let's talk a little bit about caffeine. You know, Dr. Chi, I think caffeine has gotten a bad rap. You know, folks are quick to point to caffeine as the problem with energy drinks, but I believe it's not quite the case. In fact, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong here, there's actually some health benefits attributed to ingesting caffeine. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, actually, it is correct. Last November 2015, Harvard School of Public Health released a study, and it's pretty amazing. The study, they had participants for example, almost 75,000 women in nurses' health study, over 93,000 in the second study, and about 40,000 men in the follow-up study. And what they said pretty much is that moderate coffee consumption was really associated with reduced risk of death from cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, neurological diseases such as Parkinson's, and suicide. So coffee consumption was also not associated with cancer death, but that still needs further studies. But when you look at these things, basically what they're saying is that in moderation, if you ingest about 200 milligram caffeine each day, this is going to help boost your long-term memory and also what I talked about just previously. So in another study last year from the Medical News Today, report that consuming about 3 cups of coffee a day may reduce the risk of liver cancer by 50%. So while other studies have suggesting that about 4 cups a day could have help with other cancers as well. So just understand that, you know, caffeine, coffee is very, very beneficial for us at this point in time.
It's all a point of moderation, as Monica has said. Now, Monica, we often tout Rush as a drink that contains the same amount of caffeine as a triple shot of espresso. Can you explain how much caffeine that is, and is it a safe level, please?
Absolutely, and it circles back to this Harvard study that Dr. Chi just touched on. We basically have included the same amount that is studied in the study that's providing the benefits, so it's just over 200 milligrams, which, as we all know from what the FDA has reported, the average U.S. American consumes almost 300 milligrams of caffeine per day just on a regular basis. So we fall well within the guidelines deemed safe, but as Dr. Chi has pointed out, we also fall in line with these studies showing health benefits at that level.
Now, there are a variety of different sources where caffeine can be derived from naturally. Where does the caffeine in Rush come from, and how might it compare to some of those other caffeine sources, Monica?
Well, our caffeine comes from a green coffee bean. Now, green coffee beans, these are the exact same as coffee beans that you use to make your morning cup of coffee, but they've just not yet been roasted. They're actually sent through an extraction process instead, and this concentrates the compounds, including methyl xanthines, one of which being caffeine. So by extracting instead of roasting, we allow ourselves to use this beneficial herb, but it dramatically changes the taste. So that's why we're able to put the benefits from the coffee bean into a product like this without having that taste of coffee in there. We're actually able to put it in with this really pleasant juice flavor on top of it. And you asked how it compares with other caffeine sources. And this is actually a really good question that I've received a number of times. Caffeine, whether it's made synthetically in the lab or whether it's derived from a plant, it's all the same molecule. Caffeine is caffeine, and it's going to act the same when it enters the body. The reason that we say it's beneficial to get the product from a natural source versus synthetic caffeine is because of everything else that comes with that compound, in this case caffeine. So when we take the green coffee bean through this unique extraction process, we're not only pulling out the caffeine, but we're pulling out all of these other methylxanthines and other compounds that work synergistically with the caffeine in that herb, and it's one of the reasons that we're seeing so many more positive results in clinical trials from a green coffee bean extract as opposed to just a synthetic caffeine.
Can you walk us through maybe the mechanism of action for that green coffee bean?
Sure. Basically, it comes down to these methylxanthines, in particular caffeine. And as we all know, caffeine works on the central nervous system. But Dr. Chi also talked about some of these other health benefits that come from it, one of them being its ability to act on serotonin neurons. So it actually has the ability to work as reducing anxiety-related physiological and behavioral responses, in addition to creating that boost of energy that we are trying to achieve from the rush. The other benefit of really targeting a green coffee bean for these methylxanthines is that caffeine is so widely studied. It has been deemed safe, obviously, but also it has been deemed so safe that it has minimal addiction, minimal dependency, and minimal withdrawal symptoms compared to just about any other stimulant on the market. And that's why this is so beneficial. I know a lot of people say that they're addicted to their morning cup of coffee. It's actually not as addictive. It's not the caffeine that they're addicted to. Usually it's much more the ritual, because there's actually very minimal dependency and withdrawal for the caffeine as compared to other stimulants.
Well, I can certainly understand, you know, being attached to that delicious smell and that first taste that hits your lips first thing in the morning. So I can see that. You know, Monica, one of the biggest drawbacks of many of these energy drinks is the huge spike in energy that you get and suddenly this gigantic monster-sized crash. Now, you have done a fabulous job in this formula in helping to provide some what appears to be kind of prolonged or sustained energy. Can you share with us what ingredient is helping us to enjoy that energy boost from Rush for a while?
Yes, absolutely. And it's actually a very succinct combination of the green coffee bean, but we're combining it with an extract from a green tea called epigallocatechin gallate. And I know that's a mouthful. We refer to it as EGCG.
Nice. Can you share with us the mechanism of action on how that EGCG works and perhaps also what research might be available to support the use of it?
Of course. And green tea being as widely used as it has been for so many thousands of years, a lot of people are familiar with green tea being a very strong antioxidant. And one of the main reasons it is because of the EGCG. And that's actually how we're using it in this product. One of the ways that it helps to provide this sustained release energy, if you will, is because it actually goes in on the cellular level and protects from cellular fatigue. So when your cells get stressed, whether it's from mental stress, physical stress, or even just aging, this causes oxidative damage. The EGCG can go in and actually assist the body in fighting this fatigue caused by that stress on that cellular level. And so by reducing the fatigue on that level, all of your other cellular processes are amped up, and thereby you're able to utilize energy more effectively. The other side of this is the second mechanism is that it takes this method, if you will, and actually improves energy metabolism over the long term. So it will actually help these cells to regulate the energy, these stores that you already have, and release them more effectively over a longer period of time.
Very nice. Now, what kind of research is out there to back the use of either the green coffee bean or the green tea in a energy type booster?
Well, that's what's so neat is it's the combination of the two that makes this product so incredibly unique. So you get this combination of methylxanthines from the green coffee bean. So you get this initial boost of energy, which is ultimately what all of us are looking for with the rush. I mean, we want to have that boost right before our workout or first thing in the morning. You want to feel that rush right away, and you get that. But the great thing about putting the EGCG in there at the level that we have is you're able to almost have a sustained release of the energy. So like you said, you don't have this crash, but instead you're able to use that energy that you've just consumed for a longer period of time. And an interesting study confirmed these results, but also showed that a specific ratio of caffeine to EGCG provides the most benefit. And that's actually the study that we used when we were formulating this product to make sure that we had the proper ratio to get the most sustained energy released.
Very nice. Now that we know that this product is healthy and it's natural and it's got a safe amount of caffeine and it contains no sugar, can you share with us how many we can consume a day? And is there any special instructions as to what time of day this should be consumed?
Well, obviously, you're dealing with a stimulant product still. So just like with your coffee, you don't want to drink it too late in the day. That just is a standard practice. You don't want to disrupt your sleep patterns. But with this particular product, because we have been very conservative in the amount of caffeine, if you are already used to consuming caffeine, drinking, you know, two cups of this, even possibly three if you drink a lot of caffeine during a day, would be completely fine. However, if you're not used to drinking caffeine, start with one a day just to make sure that you're used to that sustained energy feel. also, you always want to make sure that you're drinking enough water. The great thing about Rush is you're mixing it with water anyway, so you're going to be getting some water in there. But because caffeine also is a mild diuretic, you don't want to get dehydrated during the day. I like to drink mine right before I go for a run just because it does have that sustained release energy. So I feel like I don't have that same crash when I'm done with my run as I normally would. So drinking it before a workout is completely safe, and I honestly would recommend it. But the only thing that I would caution is with our fiber product. As with all of our products, you don't want to drink the fiber right before you drink one of these because it might push through your system too quickly. So you want to drink your Active Blends products before your fiber, maybe space them out by 30 minutes to an hour if you can, just so that it gives it time to get into your body and start working before that fiber gets in there and pushes it through.
That makes sense. Now, the other thing I want you to keep in mind, folks, as you go to drink this, be mindful of what other caffeine you're putting in your body. If you are drinking one of our coffees in the morning, if you are drinking some other type of carbonated caffeine soda as well as this, I think some of the biggest concerns is that there are all sorts of caffeine, unmarked caffeine in various products that we drink, so you want to be mindful of that. Dr. Chi, we pose this question to you often, but for the benefit of some of our members and customers that have not joined us on previous calls, we get emails and phone calls all the time from people that want a recommendation and a better understanding on how a specific product might alleviate a condition. So you've got an athlete here that is looking to give his workout a kick with or increase his stamina with Rush. How might you respond to someone who is seeking your counsel on that?
Yes, what we have seen is that for a lot of us have had great results with Rush, for example. But again, I really recommend everyone to get out of the, you know, the legal system and stay away from that, is to not play the doctor role where you are telling them that this will help this, or it won't help with this medication, or interact with this medication, et cetera, et cetera. Leave that to their own physician. Even myself, if you approach me, I would not tell you about this and relate this to your medical history, because I don't know your medical history because I'm not your physician. I will still tell you, go talk to your own physician and talk to him and show him this product and ask your doctor to see if there's any contraindication regarding, for example, Rush and any medication that person is taking.
Thank you, Dr. Chia.
Yes. Welcome.
Very, very much appreciate that. And just to tag on to what Dr. Chi is saying, this obviously goes for any of our products with any of your customers or any of your members. If there is a question at any point in time, we have our product FAQs in the back office that you can download, as well as our reference sheets. And those contain the ingredients. So if your customer or your member has a question, direct them to go to the back office to print out the document and take it to their physician, the person who is most equipped, best understanding of their medical history, and the two of them can make the decision together. And finally, one last question for you, Monica. We started this call by indicating that you have spent 20 years working with some of the finest botanicals, herbs, and extracts across the world. You have worked from both sides of it. You've worked as a formulator working within the pharmaceutical industry. You've worked, you know, with companies. You've developed your own products. How would you say the quality of Gevita's products and formulas measure up to the formulas that you have overseen or come in contact with over your 20 years in this industry?
Well, Gevita is definitely up in the top tier of companies that I've had the privilege of working with. This formula, for example, is just a great example of the quality that goes into the formulation, and it's just I've said it before that it's elegant in its simplicity. I mean, when you look at these botanicals, and it was so neat when we were formulating this with, as you like to say, the rest of the brain trust back there, when we were looking at what we wanted to accomplish here was to stay away from synthetic caffeine because we wanted to be able to incorporate many more of these compounds from the natural botanical, but then to have that sustained release it seems so simple to put these together, and yet there's nothing like it on the market. And so that's what I really love about working with Jevita is we're able to put things out there that really the consumers need, but not put in a lot of other things that they don't need. And that's what I love about this formula and all the formulas I've had the privilege of working with Jevita on, is that they're elegant in their simplicity and that they really do work.
I appreciate that very much. Once again, folks, when it comes to energy drinks, as Monica and Dr. Chi have mentioned to us tonight, some of the things that you want to be paying attention to on the labels and the boxes for these products are how many calories are in it, how much sugar does it contain, what is the caffeine source, and does it contain any of the other harmful ingredients like taurine at high levels that Monica has mentioned. As you've heard this evening, we've got some pretty incredible products. They are truly rooted in science. They have been supported by research, and they are backed by some of the most respected professionals and institutions. And make no mistake, they are changing lives of people every day. You need only log into Facebook and take a look at your team pages or on the corporate page, and you will see hundreds, if not thousands, of stories that people have shared with us every day of the changes that we have witnessed. We want to also make sure to invite you to go to our blog. That is gojevita.com. And you can see not only those stories, but you can also check out the white paper that one of our featured speakers here, Monica Johnson, has authored for us, as well as the white papers for the rest of our products. Now, obviously, we know we packed an awful lot of information here for you in the last 30 minutes, and chances are good that one or two of you are saying to yourself, darn, you know, I really wish that so-and-so had been available to be able to hear this firsthand. Well, you'll be pleased to know that we have recorded this call, and just like the Energy and Mind call that we hosted for you last month, we will, over the next day or so, be posting this in the back office so that this will be available to you to play and to share for your members and customers. If you would please, though, can you mark now in your calendar to join us for our next product call? That next call is going to be Thursday, July 7th. Same number and same 9 o'clock start time. I'd like to once again thank our featured guest, Royal Black Diamond Dr. Chi, and Director of Botanical Research, Monica Johnson. On behalf of them and myself, we very, very much enjoyed hosting you this evening, and we do hope you'll be joining us on our next product call. Until then, have a great night, and thank you for your time and attention. Good night, guys.